Calling this meeting to order. This was a call for a special meeting for the Board of Trustees. However, at the moment, there is no quorum. Consequently, we cannot take any motions or any concrete actions. If we can, pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since this is a special meeting, only those topics on the agenda sheet will be covered. In line with that...
Just for attendance purposes, Chair.
Oh, yes.
Esposito and Vice Chair Wilsey are present. Chris Quinn is attending by telephone conference.
Okay. In line with the agenda put out, we have two topics. One was called the membership applications for prior time, and the other one was a discussion on share plan distribution. This was an issue that was tabled at our last regular meeting, I suggest we defer it at this time because we have expect the minutes for that meeting to be available in the next week or so, and I don't think we need to discuss it until we at least have those meetings in front of us. So right now, I think we should talk just about the item one, which is an issue that we had considered at one time but didn't know whether or not it was going to be a serious issue. And what it refers to is reapplication of members who were former volunteer firefighters within the Palm Coast District. And we have, I believe at this time, an application from one of those members, and attendant with that application was an inquiry about whether or not there would be any eligibility for past years of service under the pension program. Is that tracked with you, Tim?
Correct.
Okay. I had a discussion with the attorney, Scott Christensen. And first off, to identify this issue on the agenda item, these were the thoughts that came to mind. Former volunteer firefighter reapplication for membership would be the general topic on it. And in my understanding, application would be considered and processed as a new member, even though they were at one time a member. And as a new member, an applicant would have the option to pursue the volunteer pension plan as a new member. Reapplication of a former volunteer separated prior to 2002, in my understanding, does not include credit for firefighter prior years as prior to 2002 as a function of eligibility for those years in the pension plan. And the last is the Palm Coast Volunteer Firefighters Pension Plan Ordinance specifically establishes conditions for prior year credit and precludes years not meeting those conditions. Now, that's the broad subject on this. So after considering that, I spoke with Scott, and I wrote him what I thought was is something that should be considered and somehow or other either accentuated in the ordinance or added, and I'm not sure the attorney will do that. But this is what I sent to him. And here, Tim, you're the only guy here. And it's short, and I'll read it for the record. And it was sent to Scott Christensen, our attorney. And I referenced our phone conversation that is between Scott and I of June 9th. And it was a proposed notice of pension eligibility. And the subject was membership applications from former Palm Coast Volunteer Fire Rescue members who had resigned or were terminated prior to 2 July 2002. Chris, are you hearing this? Okay. Oh, and the statement that I have to be included one way or another is to Scott was, in order to establish a policy for former Palm Coast Volunteer Fire Rescue members who are reapplying for membership in the organization and who may also seek to have prior years of firefighter service credited to a pension account that they would be eligible to apply for as new volunteer members. The following is established in accordance with Palm Coast City Ordinance 2015-2. Statement. Any prior Palm Coast Volunteer Fire Rescue member having resigned or was terminated prior to the establishment and approval of the Palm Coast Volunteer Firefighter Pension Plan effective 2 July 2002 shall not have those prior years credited to their new member pension plan. The reapplying member will be required to start their pension plan qualification as a new member with a requirement of 5 years of pension qualified service as a new member in order to be invested to be vested in the pension plan. And I sent this to Scott. He looked at it and he said he agreed with this. However, he asked that give him the opportunity to just polish it a little bit. But by and large, in concept, this he was agreed with. And then what is it in the city ordinance that provides for this exclusion of prior years for people who were terminated prior to 2002. And that comes up under the city ordinance, and it's on page 2 of section 2-526. And under paragraph 2 on page 2, it states, firefighters with up to 5 years of consecutive service to the city as a volunteer firefighter for the Palm Coast Service District prior to 2002 shall be eligible to receive up to 5 years of credited service, provided such members satisfy pension requirements, points, in at least one of the two following, in one of the 2 years following July 2002. Otherwise, no credited service shall be awarded for any period prior to July 1, 2002. Okay, and he feels that in itself is very explicit and precludes a member who left in 1995 but had years of service but did not fall into the category of credited years as far as the pension plan was concerned. Another paragraph in here that might have injected a little confusion, I just want to cover because it doesn't. If, and again, this is on page 2. If a member terminates his service or is dropped from the rolls as a volunteer firefighter and is thereafter reemployed or reinstated on the rolls as a volunteer firefighter, his previous credited service shall be restored, but the annual benefit rate at which was in effect at the date of termination of employment or the date of the member was dropped from the rolls shall be applied to all prior credited service. But this only applies to people who had earned credited years from 2002 on. And I only bring that up because I don't want it to be misinterpreted in terms of the first paragraph that we read. Considering, yes.
Real quick.
Yes.
So if someone, I just want to make sure I got this straight. I don't know if you covered this, Scott, or not, but if someone was had a year of credited service at the $35 per year rate several years ago, if they come back, they get that 1 year at the $35 rate, not at whatever the current rate is?
That is correct.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Tim, do you have any questions? You're going to, I'm addressing you now as the captain of the firefighters doing interviewing. And when this topic comes up, does this resolve?
Yeah, it's cut and dry. It's pretty clear.
Okay.
So I thought I could just get a copy of that. And then.
Okay. And, you know, initially I was going to present this as a motion so that the board could, I don't know how this gets entered into the record as an addendum to the ordinance or just as clarification of an issue.
I think this does. Right,
yeah.
To our thing.
Yeah.
So once Scott polishes it up at the next meeting, we can vote on it.
Yeah, right. We can't do that now, so
right.
We won't do that now. If there are no further questions or discussions, Chris, do you have anything else?
No. Not on this item.
Okay.
I don't.
You don't either. That being said, and the agenda being specific, no questions and nobody here from the public, would you entertain an adjournment?
Adjourn.
All in favor? Well, I don't, we can't do
meeting
that.
Adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.